Chris Fade Show.
Chris Fade Show. Chris Fade.
Greedy Mel.
And Big Rossi.
My name's Chris.
My name's Breathy.
That's Rossi.
Whoa. It's always Chris, Breathy, and Rossi.
100%.
Whoa. Definitely puts a smile on my face.
Yes, this is the infamous Chris Fade Show.
That's what I really want.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the country. Rossi is late. Can you believe it? He's walking. I know he's late, but he's just rocked in now. Mate, why are you late for?
I was just checking my ego at the door. Sorry.
No, you just sat
It's there.
Just sat there the whole time. Try to be on time. Come on, it's a Friday.
No, I was outside. I've got some
6:02 across the UAE. Pretty Malik, we're ready to do this. Phone guy Eddie's in there. I can see Nala in studio too as well. Good morning, Pretty. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Was hosting an event last night.
What time did you get to bed? Did you have a late one?
Yeah, 11:30.
Oh, wow. Ooh, look at you. And you were the first one in here.
Yeah.
Just that consistency.
I think on love nights.
Consistency.
On nights like that, I get extra worried. So
why?
I make sure I'm early.
No, you'll be fine.
Because I feel like I may miss the alarm.
In our 14 years doing this show, you and I together, I don't recall you ever really being late.
There was one time that I'll remember forever. And it was at the time where I had fractured my tailbone.
Okay, well, that's a good... Yeah, took some medication, I'm sure.
Yeah, so I slept through my alarm.
How dare you? Oh, I remember it now. That's right. Listen, what a huge show we got lined up for. We've got a few guests joining us in the studio as well. I can't wait. Juggy D is joining us in after 8 o'clock. Now, Juggy D, for some of you that don't know, I didn't know Juggy D until I met sort of Pretty Malik. You introduced me to Juggy D as an artist, right?
As an artist, yeah, exactly. So he's considered one of the pioneers of South Asian urban music worldwide.
Yeah, and then I started looking at what these guys were doing. His best mate is Jay Sean. These two sort of created a little bit of a vibe for your culture somewhat, right?
Yeah, sure. Pioneers for around the world.
He's going to come and join us in the studio just after 8 a.m. this morning. We've got a TikTok star joining us as well. Ayman Al-Yaman is joining us, which is going to be super cute. He's a guy that has jacked the idea of that American guy that goes up to people and says, tell us what you do, how much...
Like people in fancy cars.
In cars, you know what I mean? Which is going to be fantastic. Gossip, we'll check that very soon.
Brad Pitt is going to be starring in a Formula One movie.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I like Brad Pitt. I know he's going through some personal stuff right now, but I like him.
Yeah. So I'll give you more details on that. It's really
exciting.
We
got the jackpot as well. What are we at, Rossi? How much are we at for the What's in the Box?
We are up to 17, is it? Pretty? Because 16 yesterday, 16.
One day we're all going to know
number.
One day we're all going to know it.
16, 17, 50.
17,500 dirhams. It's jackpotted too. If you want the Virgin Radio's What's in the Box, I've got another clue. What are we at?
18.
18K. They've even put more. 18,000 dirhams we have for you right now. Your clue at 8 a.m. this morning. All right. I know a lot of you are just like trying to work this puzzle out. Don't forget, if you haven't gone down to Dubai Hills Mall, get there. There's more clues down there, all right?
Mm-hmm.
First call up. It's a Friday. I hope you're feeling good. Let's hear from you right now.
Yeah.
All right, first caller of the morning. What are you doing? Where are you? What's happening? Call me right now, 04871-5544, all right? 04871-5544. Get on the phone. I want to have a chat to you. I want to find out what you're up to, where you're going. You may never have called a radio station before. I understand you.
Do it today.
Why would I call the radio station at 6:05 in the morning, Chris? Like, why would I want to call you? Because I'm asking you nicely and I want to chat to you.
It's just a conversation.
That's it. That's all I want to do.
And we just want to talk.
I want to have a chat. 04871-5544. Hi, Laurie. What's going on?
Yeah, good morning, Chris. Good morning. Good morning.
What's happening?
Are you fine?
We're doing all right, bro. What are you doing?
I'm going to work, going to school.
What do you do at school?
I'm a school nurse.
Oh, man, you guys do great jobs. You get kids coming in all the time, right? Just like, do you just send them back? You send them back to class sometimes? Are they faking it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because all the time or sometimes they're go to the clinic having headaches or like this. You know, the alibis sometimes the kids are doing.
The alibis. They've got a whole like little thing going on. Yeah, I know. My girls sometimes go to the nurse and then the nurse will call me up and they'll be like, we think they're all right. I'll get on the phone. I'll be like, all right, go back to class, baby. Go back to class.
Yeah, Yeah, that's the thing. You know kids, right?
Yeah, I know, mate. I got a couple. I know how they are. Sometimes they just want to get out of class. I understand.
Yeah.
I get it. Well, good on you, mate. A rewarding job. We need nurses like you as well, man. So appreciate you, Laurie. Thanks for calling in. Aisha, hi.
Hello, good morning.
Look at this voice. Look at this voice, 10 past 6, waking up the country. How are you? What are you doing?
I'm so excited. I'm driving back to Abu Dhabi. It's my birthday, so yeah.
It's your birthday?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Everybody, Aisha's birthday, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay, happy birthday.
Thank you, Pretty. Thank you, Rossi. Thank you, Chris. I've been listening to your radio show forever.
We're sorry.
Love you guys so much.
Stop.
We're sorry forever and ever. Can we ask the age, Aisha?
Well, I'm 30 years of age. 30 years of young now.
30 like, years.
I'm 30 young.
Yeah, 30's young, man. The big 3-0. That's
wow.
So cool.
Yeah.
What do you have planned?
Well, yesterday, my boyfriend actually rented an Aston Martin, which is my dream car.
Ooh.
So
we're
going around to buy. And then I went to watch Jurassic World. It was really good. And yeah, that's it. I'm driving back to work right now. I work in Abu Dhabi, so.
Oh man, I wish you didn't have to go to work right now. I wish you could have that
yeah.
day off, but that's all right. Hopefully, it'll be a short day. But that's so cool. Why is the Aston Martin your dream car? Like, what made that your dream car?
I don't know. I just love it. It's just wrong car. I love the noise, actually. I don't understand anything about car, but this car is a beast.
Well, I love it. Listen, from all of us, happy birthday and have a great day and drive safely, okay?
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I love that. Finally, Kate from Port Powell's, right?
Yes. Hi. How are you guys?
Doing well. Kate looks after the animals across the country.
Aww.
We've had Kate on. I think we sing you a song once, like
yeah.
a jingle to your business, right?
Yeah, we actually put it on some ads on Instagram as well.
That's amazing.
Did our managers contact you to get the money? Because that's what's going to happen now. I mean, they'll come out. If they haven't, let us know.
Sorry, too late, mate.
We missed it. How are the animals going? How's everyone?
They're good. They're all really good. Just on my way to visit some cats.
To visit some cats.
So what are you visiting them for?
Well, their mum is on holiday, so we're going to feed them.
Oh, okay. Mm,
that's cute.
Oh, is that what you do? I've got a cat. I'm going on holiday. Can you help?
No, don't.
We can help.
Don't get involved, okay. Kate. I'm telling you now.
I'll message you.
Back out.
As long as you don't root through my drawers, you're in.
Oh, good. No, we don't have time, and to be honest, we don't really care.
There's some good stuff in those drawers, mate.
Yeah. Good on you, Kate.
You like them.
Kate, I would back out of this conversation. They're like, I wouldn't commit to anything with Rossi right now. I'm just telling you for your own sake, okay? It's like a bad... It could leave some negativity on the business, and the business will just collapse after that one moment with Rossi's house.
I don't know, you know. I'll get you some followers.
From Liverpool, eh?
Yeah, Liverpool, yeah. But he's an Everton supporter, you know. Us Liverpool fans.
Don't even.
Us Liverpool fans. Hey, great news about Mo Salah as well. That was fantastic.
What's he done? Signed a new contract?
No, he won Player of the Year.
Player of the Year. You weren't here because you were late. You missed it.
I was outside.
Kate, you're a legend. Please keep doing what you're doing. Look after those beautiful animals, all right?
All right, have a good day.
Take care. There it is, Kate, from Paw Pals.
Paw Pals, DXP.
All right, 8:06:21. We're live across the UAE. Come in, Nala. Come say hello to everyone. We haven't said hello yet. How are you, Nala? How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
So busy.
She has said, I mean, it's 6:21. She has said to me about 14,000
yeah.
words.
She's a busy woman.
6:21. You've just nonstop talked. You're pumped this morning. Like there's extra energy.
Maybe.
Why?
She's excited for the TikToker, I think, because she loves TikTok.
Yeah.
Ah, we have a TikToker
yeah.
coming in. That's
you
what
know,
it
Nala.
Is.
Very excited.
Yeah, you can't wait.
Can't wait.
All right, cool. So, what's his name?
Ayman.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Ayman. I met him a few times. This kid.
Oh.
How old is he? Do you think? He's like 19, 20 years old.
Yeah, I don't think more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little TikToker coming in. We'll get him in on after 7, after 8, your first clue for the day, and your only clue for the day for the Virgin Radio 30K, what's in the box? Any idea what's in the box? You know a lot more of behind the scenes here at Virgin Radio. Have you heard any news?
If I knew,
yeah,
I would keep it to myself.
Okay, good. Smart question. All right, listen. Shakira, J-Lo said working together wasn't a good idea. We're going to find out why, because Pretty has got the gossip after Ed Sheeran on Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show.
Celebrity news now. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got, Pretty?
Apple has confirmed a deal to acquire a Formula One film starring Brad Pitt. Mm. He plays a driver who comes out of retirement to compete alongside a rookie in the sport. It is not titled
yet.
This
has been done before.
Yeah,
this is sort of
so
like Days of Thunder with Tom Cruise.
But
or
this one is being executive produced by Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Which is pretty awesome. So you know it's going to be very technically legit.
Yeah,
realistic.
And the director of Top Gun Maverick is directing this movie.
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Last night, watched it. Please go watch it. Netflix, Hustle.
Oh.
Adam Sandler's new movie produced by LeBron James.
It's good?
So good. One of my favorite movies I think I've ever watched. It makes my top 10.
Is it
now,
a typical...
the reason why it's NBA basketball related, but it's got a really good storyline to it.
Is it a typical Adam Sandler movie?
No,
completely
not at all.
Different.
Not okay. at all. It's not a comedy. It's
at
not,
all.
I mean, there are some laughing moments, but it's more a sort of emotional ride about a basketball player from overseas trying to make it big in the States.
Nice.
And there's
totally
a lot to it. But the fact that it was produced by LeBron James, King James, and Adam Sandler, if you're an NBA fan, it features just a bunch of cool NBA players.
Okay.
But really, really well done. It's on Netflix. It's called Hustle. If you get a chance, my new like top 10.
Amazing.
Wow. New top 10, yeah.
Okay, I'll put it on the list. Mm. I'll add it to the list. Okay, so back in 2020, J-Lo and Shakira, they both performed at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Okay.
If you don't remember, here's a little refresher. This is what they sounded like.
Let's get down. Ain't nobody gotta tell you what you gotta do. No, no.
Yeah, so good. J-Lo, they're both icons.
Yes. Now, talking about Netflix, J-Lo is dropping a documentary on Netflix called Halftime, which documents the lead up to this performance.
Okay.
And in this documentary, that comes out June 14th, she said, quote, "This is the worst idea in the world to have two people do the Super Bowl. It was the worst idea in the world." Now, solo performers typically receive about 12 minutes to do their whole entire performance. And then they get to decide if they want to bring a guest on or not.
Yeah.
And they feel like, why did they have to get two massive headliners?
Yeah.
And they only got 6 minutes each to kind of
show the world
what they could do. And J-Lo said this has nothing to do with Shakira. Love Shakira.
Yeah.
It's more to do with the NFL and the organization, who should have given them 20 minutes as opposed to 10 or 12 minutes so that both women, who are major legends in their own right,
yeah, of course,
could showcase their art.
They could have had their own time. You're right. I mean, I thought they would have. Yeah, I don't know.
So she was like, you know, what do I do in 6 minutes? What can I show the world in 6 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, they did amazing. But when you
go to a J-Lo show or a Shakira show, you're there for 90 minutes. So to cram in a 90-minute show into 6 minutes, fairly difficult.
And all the hits and everything.
Yep.
Finally, Duvet, are you guys ready to go to the Grammys?
Yeah, yeah. Right, let's go. Let's do
yeah.
it.
They just announced 5 new categories. Let's see if you guys can fit into any of these categories. These are going to be for the 2023 awards show. Songwriter of the Year, non-classical. You can't do that
because
you do covers.
One.
Best alternative music performance.
Yeah.
Have you done any alternative
music?
Yeah,
we've done a lot of alternative.
Best Americana music performance. Have you done any Americana?
Despacito.
What's Americana?
I don't even know. Like bluegrass. I don't even know what
You went from Americana to bluegrass.
It's a coffee.
Best score soundtrack for video games and other media. Have you guys done any of that?
No.
Yeah.
Did we?
Oh, sorry. I didn't tell you about it. I was
You went on your own for that one?
I was on Grand Theft Auto.
Okay, yeah. Last one. Have you guys... You could do this. Duvet can win a Grammy for this. Best spoken word poetry album.
Yeah, could definitely do that.
Yeah.
So you know
who could do that? Our very own Maz Hakeem.
Yes!
Because all she does is talk poetry. Remember when on Instagram she was putting all her poems up once a week?
Yes, she has a book coming out.
Does she?
Yes, of poems.
Who's going to buy that?
I will.
I'll buy it.
Oh, man, I'll buy it. I'll buy 10 copies of it. But where else is it?
People who like poetry.
It's a very big market. You know, because poetry is a very weird thing. You know, I could just go like this. Let it be the one to be here, because I will feel your love. Chris Fade. Poem.
It doesn't have to rhyme, does it?
No, poems don't have to rhyme. That's the one thing that I realize with poems.
That one that you did that time, you did that poem.
Yeah.
1 million, that was a good one.
Remember 1 million?
Yeah. Do you want to do it now?
Yeah.
Can you do it spoken word style so we can test the Grammys?
1 million. Yeah.
Maybe you can get a Grammy.
It's so good. Go on, Chris.
Zero, zero, zero. zero, 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 1.
Wow.
1 million. That's my poll.
I don't think it'll get a Grammy.
I thought that was pretty good. No. Very emotional. Took you on a journey.
You missed out all like number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
No, it's 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 6, 0, 1, 1 million. Just wanted it. There is another version. I don't want it. We don't have that time. Do we have time?
Yeah, we have time.
1, 2, 3,
no,
4, 5.
No, we've got a guess.
6.
I was just
7,
joking.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
No, we've got
13,
a guest.
14.
They're coming up.
15, 16, 17, no, 18, 19.
I was just joking.
19,
don't do 20, the 1 million now.
21, 22,
no,
23,
no.
24, 25, 26, 27,
no, don't,
28,
don't. I was
29,
just joking.
30,
what do I work with?
31, 32, 33, 34,
no.
35, 36, 37, 38, 39.
Shall I go 40, over there?
41. So there is, if you've ever heard of dragon boat racing, it's an amazing sport. It's not easy to do. I've actually been in one of these boats before and it looked a lot easier than I thought until I got in there and went, OMG, this is so difficult. There is a dragon boat world competition happening and one of the teams from Dubai, from this country, is being involved in it, which I think is absolutely fantastic. The Diggers, there's 18 men, one drummer, one sweep, competing in two divisions, open men and the seniors. This is happening in Florida on July 16th to the 24th. Now, they're in a boat. They're in one of their dragon boats right now.
Oh.
All right, and we have them on, I guess, a Zoom call right now as we go. Who we got on there? Who are we talking to, Ross?
We've got Paul there. There he is.
All right, Paul, how you doing, mate?
Good, guys. How are you?
We're comfortable in our studio whilst you are. Where are you right now in the water?
We're on the Palm. We're paddling just outside of Ignite Water Sports.
That's unbelievable, man. So, I mean, how much are you going to train today? Like, how many are you going for, a kilometer, two? You're paddling. I can see the boys. They're pushing hard. How long are you going to go for?
We've been out for an hour. We've probably done about 8 or 9 k's so far this morning.
Unbelievable. Wow. 8 or 9 kilometers in this dragon boat.
They've all got the tops off. Look, wow. They look great, don't they?
How did you guys get into dragon?
Boys are looking good.
Yeah, how did you get into dragon boat racing?
Oh, he's...
there's a guy named Nick Hando, and in 2008 he came over to Dubai and wanted to start a team.
Hando.
And he was looking for athletes, so he found a bunch of us and we jumped in the boat.
That's unbelievable. Aww. And so you're going to be going to Florida to compete against, you know, the world, right?
That's it. Yeah, we're going to go and take on the world, representing the UAE.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
That's amazing. Where can we find out? Can we follow you guys on Instagram or anything like that and follow the journey?
Yeah, look us up on Dubai Diggers on Instagram.
Okay.
All right, Dubai Diggers on Instagram. Who is the best team in the world? Like, who are the leaders in the world when it comes to dragon boat racing?
Dubai Diggers.
Hey. Look at that confidence. Nah, like, is there a country that dominates? I thought Dragon Boat Racing come out of China? Is that where it came out of?
Yeah, it originated in China. The Chinese are pretty good. There's a lot of good teams around. The US will be pretty strong on their home turf, but we'll be up there. We'll be competitive.
Amazing.
Man, I'm going to be in I'm in Orlando, I think, at around that time.
Oh, my goodness, go watch.
I'll go watch.
You're in Orlando. Come and visit.
I'm in Orlando. I don't know if I'm there. You're there on the competition's on the 16th, right?
Yeah.
Not sure.
Is it from Orlando? Is it in Orlando?
It's about 2 hours out of Orlando. It's Sarasota.
Sarasota. Oh. It's beautiful place.
Just pick me up in the boat, mate. I'll come and... So, real quickly, how many guys or girls are in one boat? How many are allowed?
So we've got 10 men paddling. We've got a drummer.
What's a drummer? I don't know. What's the drummer do?
The drummer sits up the front and she'll keep us in time and she'll just go boom, boom, boom.
Oh, it's literally boom. A drummer. I thought like it was another name for a like. Okay, so it's real. It keeps you in time. So when she or he beats the drum, that's when you guys paddle.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, she keeps us in time. And there's a sweep up at the back and she'll steer the boat.
There they all are. Look at
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Give me a wave, Sham.
What up, Sham? Well, if you ever need a drummer drummer, I think that's all we could do, really.
Yeah.
Because the endurance in this is crazy. I mean, yeah. Again, I've tried it for a little bit, and I thought it was going to be a lot easier than it was. My lower back started to hurt. My upper thighs were just like cramping up. And I was like, man, this is difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything starts to hurt after about 8 or 10 Ks.
Look at that. Well, listen, good luck. Good luck in the championships. Once again, they're called the Diggers, the Dubai Diggers. You can search them on Instagram, representing the UAE in the Dragon Boat Race. There they all are. Hello, guys. Have a great morning.
Thank you.
There they are. Well done. Well done. Thanks, mate. We'll talk to you soon, and good luck.
Welcome. Thanks for having us on. Appreciate it.
There it is.
Aww.
I think that's our first ever interview live from a dragon boat or from a boat in general, right?
Correct.
Always pushing the boundaries, aren't we?
There we go. Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio 104.4 hanging out live on the Chris Fade Show. So we have a WhatsApp group here. And on that WhatsApp group is myself.
Are you bringing this on the radio?
Well, yeah, I think we should. I think we should. On the WhatsApp group is myself. It's Pretty. It's Rossi. There is Nala and Phone Guy Eddie. And it's our little team that we have, our little family here on the Chris Fade Show.
Beautiful.
And that WhatsApp group, we are on it 24/7. We're sending messages to each other about the show. And one thing that we all do a real good job of is this show is built with everyone. And we all throw ideas into this WhatsApp group.
We all contribute.
Everyone, and we may get one a day, we may get 10 a day, and it's, maybe Nala will send one, maybe Pretty, you'll send a couple, Eddie will send a few, I'll send 20, and...
27, sorry.
27.
27,
and,
yeah.
You know, that's really about it.
Yeah.
Now, Eddie...
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I don't put any ideas...
Occasionally.
70% of the show is my idea.
Sure. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is.
Wow. You sure you didn't leave it at the door?
No, I'm taking it down. Listen.
So hold on. Eddie had an idea. I didn't see this idea. I missed it in the chat. Rossi said we're doing it on the show this morning.
Yeah. It's.
Rossi said we're going to do it right now. And I said to Rossi, what's the bit? Now, Rossi has put this in the show. Because he thinks it's a horrible idea.
He wants it to fail.
And he wants it to fail.
No.
In the group, Rossi, when Eddie sent it, you were like, this is horrible.
Yeah, I wrote WTF, which means, wow, that's fantastic.
No, it does not.
Yeah, right.
Wow, that's fantastic, I wrote.
So we're going to play this right now. I don't know the premise of the game. Eddie's here to explain it. And Eddie, I'm going to try my best to make sure this succeeds. But
okay.
Rossi thinks it's a horrible idea. And he's actually put it in the show just to prove you that that it's horrible.
Come on, give us the idea.
Are you being... smart right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's being smart.
No, I want to know the idea.
You go know ahead. The idea.
I've got so many ammunition against you, Rossi.
Yeah, destroy him, Eddie.
Can you, all right, can you...
go,
can
I
you
want...
Okay, the premonition of the game. You have to have a normal conversation,
yeah,
but
okay.
You have to use you include at and the hashtag sign in the conversation.
But before every word
before
you said.
Before every word.
So before every word that you use in a conversation.
Yeah, either use at or hashtag.
Every word.
Every word.
So, like, if we were having this conversation, I would say, at, I'm at,
yeah.
Not, yeah. Hashtag, not.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you go first, Chris, I think.
No,
so
I think
how do we
all
do it?
Just
do we have
converse.
A conversation?
Yeah, have a normal conversation.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
the one who like fails to use the hashtag or the at is out of the game.
Okay. this is a lot of brain power.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll start it.
Okay, go.
Go to Pretty Eddie Rossi.
Okay.
Hashtag I, hashtag don't know.
No.
I'm out.
At I at feel at very hashtag hungry.
That was good. Wow.
At Big Rossi hashtag is at very hashtag bad hashtag person.
Wow.
Hashtag agree.
At Eddie hashtag wow. At Pretty please.
She's
hashtag
out.
Why?
You said at Preeti, please. You forgot the at or hashtag before
Pretty,
please.
Pretty, please. It's one word.
No. Definitely not.
At Chris.
It's you're done. You're done.
This hashtag game at is hashtag awful.
Hashtag agree.
Uh-oh.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh, my God. Powered by Rackbank. Hey. Download Firefly app and get access to over 11,000 airport lounges and free airport transfers. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. No. Conditions apply.
Hey. Hey. Yo. You got that radio on, and you think I got it on. I got that cash from everything, I'm looking like King Kong. Oh, but you gotta know it, I'm got the questions here. But have you got in your brain, yo, you're in the clear.
What?
I don't know. I'm trying to rhyme.
It didn't make sense.
But a lot of rhymes don't make sense. Hamid is gonna make it sense. Hamid, hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing, my man?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Good. You're ready to win the money. You're ready to take Rackbank and Virgin Radio's cash right now.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, you pass. If you have enough time, you come back to it. Hamid, what do you do?
Well, the last 7 months, I've been a house husband. Hey. And absolutely loved it. Spending all the time with my kids. And, yeah, looking for a new role now. But absolutely loved the time. We're on the school run.
That's cute. Yeah, I was talking to one of my mates the other day who's become a house husband. He left his job and he's got some time. He said initially he was like sort of freaking out about the whole thing, but then he said he's actually really enjoying it.
Man, best ever! It's such a unique experience, but what a lovely time.
Good on you, man!
Amazing.
And obviously you got a great support network with your wife as well.
Absolutely, she's the best.
Look at that, bro. All right, well, listen, let's get the house husband some cash right now. He's doing that school run.
Sorry.
Did that on my own, guys. Are you guys sleeping?
Let's go again.
No, I wasn't prepared. Usually, I thought you would have done it when he said school run.
It's a reply, usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That hurt me, though.
It was the wrong spot.
The first time the school run didn't actually happen.
You're in the wrong.
Rossi and I are right.
60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. True or false, Twitter launched before Facebook?
False.
Dave Grohl is the lead singer of which band?
False.
Slim Shady is the alter ego of which rapper?
Eminem.
The Royal Challengers Bangalore play what sport?
Cricket.
Which member of One Direction left the band in 2015?
Zayn.
The Royal Challengers Bangalore play what sport?
Cricket.
That's good. Who sings the songs Willow and Blank Space?
Willow. Us.
How many series of This Is Us have been released?
Us.
Who played Drogo in the Game of Thrones?
Us.
What singer has named Love Goes and Thrill of It All as albums? Sam.
Man.
No, come on, UK singer Sam.
No idea.
Dave Grohl is the lead singer of which band?
No idea.
Yeah, it was Foo Fighters, mate. You've won 500 dirhams cash. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That's amazing. Girl, 500.
Yay. Daddy did well. Daddy did well.
Thank you so much.
Dave Grohl is awesome. The lead singer of which band? It's the Foo Fighters. Taylor Swift has the album or the songs Willow and Blank Space. This Is Us has been released six times a series.
Yep.
Jason Momoa was Drogo in Game of Thrones. And Sam Smith. Sam Smith has the album. Love Goes Thrill It All.
Thank you so much. The day actually got all 10 questions right, but under pressure, it's so much different.
Yeah,
unreal.
The pressure is
unreal.
And the fact that question number 4 and 6 were the same questions. I wonder who wrote the questions today. Put the same question in there twice. No. I don't know who put that in there.
I thought it was repeated because I got it wrong.
No. You got it right twice, and we gave it to you right twice.
Yeah.
You have to be by the rules.
That was me.
Thank you, Rossi.
You don't even need to say anything, Chris.
No, I'm not saying anything. How do you become famous on TikTok? How do you do it?
Yeah.
You heard this guy before. Have a listen.
What do you do for a living?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Bitcoin, bro.
You're Bitcoin?
Bitcoin.
Nice. Good. Hey, bro. Love the car. What do you do for a living?
I'm a businessman, president, and the CEO of Al Haktour Trading Enterprises. Welcome to Haktour Palace.
Mashallah. Thank you, man.
Hey.
Hey, bro. Love the car. What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm Rizwan Sajjan. I'm the chairman and founder of Venue Group.
Wow. Hey, man. Keep it up. Love it. Hey,
bro, so you make TikTok videos like that, and you can become famous on TikTok. And we've got him in the studio right now. Man, brother, listen. Firstly, congratulations. Eamon's in the house.
Yay!
How are you, man?
I'm good. All good. I'm vibing.
So how was that? How was that hearing yourself on Virgin Radio right now, hearing that?
That was very nice. That was a dream for me. Dream what? To come true.
Look at that. Look at that. So we met, you and I met, what, nearly 2 years ago, I'd say, right?
2 years ago, yeah.
And I think you were just starting the whole TikTok journey. It hadn't really popped for you.
So I met you to flip a shoes.
Yeah, that's right. I bought some shoes from you.
I remember that.
You got in contact with me. You said, I've got these shoes. If you want them, I'm going to sell them at this price. I said, yeah, cool. So we met up at the Dubai Mall. We flipped them, which means I gave him cash. I bought the shoes from him. And then we got talking. I think you were there with your older brother.
Yes.
And I think your younger brother, maybe, or someone, a friend. There was someone else there.
He's older than me. Okay. Awesome. I'm the youngest.
Okay, so we all, and then we hung out, and you had just started doing this TikTok thing. Now, since that, you have 10.3 million likes.
Wow.
You've got over 500,000 followers on TikTok, and you're doing a great job. How did it all happen? What advice do you give to someone right now on the way to school that wants to get into this TikTok game?
So basically, if you want to start TikTok, you have to start something you love.
Okay.
You have to do something you love and meet the right people, honestly.
Okay, what do you mean by meet the right people?
Because I started this trend, What Do You Do For A Living, by my friend Mo.
Okay.
Mo Vlogs,
now,
he helped me with it.
That was there was already some guy doing that in the States,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 100.
So you just took someone's idea and you said, hey, I'm going to do it in a country where there are 20 times more amazing cars than where it was happening in the States, right?
Yes.
And you can always, it's not copying someone, it's more about just getting inspired by someone's idea, right? And so you started doing these videos and then they just started popping, right?
Yeah, I adopted the idea. Crazy cars in Dubai, crazy lifestyle, crazy everything. Why not? Crazy
clever.
TikToks.
Yeah.
Now, these guys that you go up to in the car and say, what are you doing for a living? It's set up, right? Like, I mean, it's not like some of them are real, but some of them obviously set up. People want to be in your video now.
Yes, a lot of them, they reach out.
Isn't that
really?
Crazy?
That's so... So these business people, these people with mega amounts of cash
reach
out to you and be like, I want to be in your TikTok.
Isn't it crazy?
I mean, I've got a Toyota Corolla. any chance?
Let's do it.
Okay.
You should do it, Rossi. Do it. 100%. So, I mean, what other tips? So, again, meeting the right people. All right. How often are you posting on TikTok?
Three times a day. Minimum two times. Go to my page.
Yep.
Minimum you'll find two times a day.
Two times a day you're up there. And it's Ayman, which is A-Y-M-A-N, Yaman, at Yaman. So it's Ayman, A-Y-M-A-N, at Yaman. And so every day, this is what you're doing full time. So you're making money from this as well. This has become a business.
Of course I'm making money. I monetized everything.
Look at that.
And like, are you just doing it on your phone, the edits yourself, or have you got people working with you now?
So for me, for my personal, I do it for myself. I like to edit my stuff. But for the company, I have an agency. We have a whole team. We come, videographers, editors, all of that. Keep it professional.
There we go. And how old are you now? 20, 33?
I'm 18.
You're 18. See, this is good. This is good. See, like some people give like, not hate, but some people like give like, they criticize, oh, another influencer. Oh, it's a TikToker. Like the kid's 18 years old and he's pushing himself and he's making himself. At 18, I wasn't doing this.
You know what I mean?
Like I was just working in a cafe, really. That's all I was doing.
You know, as you said, you're working in a cafe. This is another... just a revenue stream. This
it's
is
totally
a way to make money
stream,
but
yeah.
It's something that you love, it's creative, and you absolutely enjoy making those videos, right?
Yeah, I love doing these videos. They're so fun. It's not work for me.
What do you see in the future for yourself in the next 2-3 years?
In the next 2-3 years, I want to grow as a person with my audience, with my followers, and I want to do something that people could say, oh, I learned something from that.
Okay.
I learned something, you know? I just don't want to make, like, any stuff.
Sure, you want to... Oh, that's great. We've been trying to do that on the show for 14 years, but
not working.
We haven't made it there. We are still trying. All right, more with Ayman next on Virgin Radio. Morning. One of the biggest ones across this country, especially, and across the region, growing every single day. He does, hey, what do you do for a living? You may have seen it come up on your TikTok. Only 18 years old and already doing it, which I think is fantastic. Well done, man. Well done. Pretty asked you, where do you want to go? You want to do sort of not educational, like, you know, boring educational videos, but you want people to gain some substance when they watch one of your videos. Is that right?
I want them to learn something, yeah.
Okay.
I want them to grow with me, grow as a person, grow as a, like, you know, live with me.
Sure. What do the family think about what you're doing right now? Are they with it? Are you being a TikTok influencer? You're making money from it, but are they with it?
Yeah, they supported me all the way from day one.
Really?
That's awesome.
Especially my dad. My dad supported me, was like, yalla, go for it. He always like, he helps me a lot.
What's your background? Where are you from?
I'm from Lebanon.
Your father, and he was supporting this as a Lebanese father, supporting you being on social media? This is amazing. Well done, dad. Well done, dad, taking it through.
If you went to your dad, George, at 18.
Back then, no way, man.
And they're like, I'm going to do videos.
Nah. When I finished school, I didn't do too well. So they wanted me to go back to school and repeat my last year, which I had
really?
To.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they really wanted me. They asked me, like they said to me, we think we should, because I got 39 out of 100 in my exams, right? Which was not good. I should have studied more. And I, mum and dad, after I got my results, they said, oh, we want you to do your grade 13 again. I said, I'm not doing that again. Imagine going back to the school that you went to with the kids that were lower than you.
Why would he do that?
That was going to be hard.
He was already very hairy at that point as well.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I didn't hit puberty until I was like 19, 20 years old. Yeah.
Wait, what?
I had no facial hair until I was like 19. It was this weird thing.
And then it just all came out.
And it just didn't stop.
Yeah.
All right. What video has had the most likes for you? You've had more than 10 million likes. Was there one particular video that popped for you that you remember?
Yes, a couple of videos that have crazy likes, mainly the What Do You Do For A Living series with like famous people.
Yeah.
It blew up like crazy.
That's
like
pretty cool.
Almost 1.4 million likes.
Wow.
What does a TikToker do on the weekend? Like what do you do?
TikToker?
Do you all hang out or what?
Yeah, all of us. Yeah, we have a TikTok community. We chill, we do content and like we just film.
Yeah.
We TikTok it.
Nice. TikTok. Is a TikTok.
Yeah. Right everything. Now, I'm TikToking everything right now.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to put you to the TikTok test right now. We're going to see how much you know about actually the content, the platform that you're on. Let's see what you know out of this. Are you ready to do it?
I'm ready.
Have you ever heard of a song from Kesha called TikTok?
Yes.
This was released about 11 years ago before there was any TikTok. Isn't that weird?
Didn't they come around on TikTok again?
If I was Kesha, I'd be suing right now. This is my platform.
Yeah.
I called it. All right, when did TikTok start?
TikTok.
What year was it? I'll give you a multiple choice. TikTok was officially started in 2014, 2016, or 2018?
2018.
2018 is incorrect. Oh, it was 2016.
Oh, come on, Eamon.
How many active users have TikTok? Is it 500,000? Is it 1 billion? Or is it 25 billion?
1 billion.
He's got it right. Okay, one for one. Putting a TikTok star to the test with TikTok. It's the decider. Get this right, your career is just going to keep going. Get it wrong.
And?
All your followers and your likes are just going to disappear.
Don't put that in the universe.
How many countries is TikTok available in? Is it six countries?
Okay.
154 countries or 2,000 countries?
154 countries.
He's going to continue his career. He's going to continue his career, people. There it is. A little inspiration with our TikTok influencer of the month, Eamon Yaman. You're a superstar, mate. You're 18 years old. Keep a good head on your shoulders. Don't let fame get to your head, all right? I'll come and find you. All right, as the Lebanese father, cuff, like they give you a little smack. All right, that's what they'll do. They'll keep him in line.
Yes,
keep doing what we're doing. We're very proud of what you're doing. You're doing a great job on it. All right,
thank you.
There it is. So you want to say anything to your fans that could be listening to this right now?
Honestly, guys, do what you do. Do what you do. Do what you love. And what do you do for a living?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Virgin Radio, right now, Lizzo, Friday morning, the Chris Fade Show. Pretty Malik, I know that you're you've got a friend. You brought a friend to the studio, right?
He's pretty famous.
But he's a friend. I like this. I like that you guys you chat and you know each other, you know?
Yeah, he's a gem of a guy, but he's also a superstar. A Punjabi rock star, if I may.
And we've got him right now. Juggy D in the house!
Hey! Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Mate, I love you. I mean, we've just met, but I feel like I know you.
Mate, you know what? I follow you guys. I love your dance moves. I think you're a great Punjabi dancer. I think in your last life, you had some kind of Indian influence.
Why are you lying, bro? Why are you lying?
Seriously, you have to give him credit, man. His effort is commendable.
Yes, that's right. Juggy knows what's up. The name Juggy D, where does it come from?
It's an abbreviation of my full name.
Which is?
Jagwinder Singh Taliwal.
Well, you should have gone with
say
that.
It. That.
I mean,
say it.
Jawinga.
No. Jagovinder?
Javinga?
Javinga? Javinga? I sound like I'm from somewhere, like Kazakhstan or something. Javinga?
Oh, I love it. Jaggy, thanks for just popping in real quickly. I know you've been around and you're doing some stuff whilst you're here, but I just think, Pretty has introduced me to so much of what the culture is, you know. Mm-hmm. Leaving Australia, I had maybe one Indian friend who I didn't, but he was more Australian than he was Indian, right?
Okay.
And then coming here and living in the UAE for the last 14 years and having such a great Asian audience here that we get to talk to every day. I've learned so much from Pretty Malik as a sister, like just the 22 events that you have for your weddings. You know,
that's true.
Yep.
What position did I play where guys were trying to steal something from me?
The shoes. Not from you, Jeff's shoes.
I don't know. I was hiding shoes or something. But I'm learning all about the culture, the food and everything. Now, looking at what you and a good friend, a mutual friend of ours, Jay Sean, did many years ago, so ahead of its time, bro.
Thank you.
Honestly.
Thank you very much.
What you guys don't realize, what Chris, you may not know, the impact that you, Juggy, Jay Sean, and Rishi Rich had worldwide on Indians, on the South Asian culture, was so phenomenal. Like, it changed the game.
We gave the Asians something to claim.
Yes.
Because, you know, being children of immigrants in foreign countries such as UK, the US, they, obviously, the native music is folk music, Punjabi folk music, and it's very hardcore in terms of the lyrical content. The younger generation did not understand it. The ones that were born and raised in the US and UK, they didn't understand it. Yeah. So when we came along, we diluted that Punjabi vibe with R&B and hip-hop, and they went, oh, great, this is something we can say, we're proud to be part of that.
Yeah.
And these are our boys.
So this is like the big song. Now, it's Dance With You, but you have another name for it?
Metta Tere Naal Nachna.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's basically saying...
It's a translation.
It's a translation of Dance With You.
Now, what year was this out?
2004.
So this is 2003. Just the beat alone. Was this an original beat or was
original,
it...
Original. We went in the studio and made this song on purpose. Yeah.
So, Rishi Rich, Jay Sean, Juggy D. Just take a listen. Some of you may not know this, some of you do. Take a listen. You know you got exactly what I need. I ain't gonna lie, what you said I wanna be. All up in the club, the finest girl I see. That's Jay Sean. I know that you want me to come over to you and talk. I'm just trying to keep it. I didn't know Jay Sean could actually rhyme so well. Like, he does. He
don't gets... tell him that.
No, I knew his talent, but like this. Now, Juggy D. So cool, man. Yeah, he's somewhat talented, Jay Sean, unfortunately.
He's not bad, huh?
He's all right. No, he's done all right. He's done all right with a career.
He's done all right.
He's done all right.
Has he still got his Lamborghini in New York?
Considering you started as an extra in one of my first videos, he's come quite far.
Is that true? Was Jay Sean really an extra in one of your first videos?
The first time I met him, he was in my video.
So good.
In my first ever song.
That's how
Rishi brought him down. He said, oh, why don't you come to the video shoot? We're shooting for one of my artists, Juggy D. It's his first song.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, all right, I'll come down. And he was in the back. You see him with his spiky hair.
That is so cool.
It was so funny.
And I love the camaraderie that you guys have got. I think like you've gone together as a team, and like you said, hey, we've got a bit of a mission here to make sure that we keep spreading the good vibes and showing the world what we can do, right?
Absolutely.
We thank you for coming through to the studios.
I thank you for having me.
And sorry, there is a third person to this show. His name's Rossi, but he's been in the bathroom for the last hour. So.
Oh, no. Did he have a curry last night?
Possibly. He's from Liverpool, England, so he may have downed
one. Oh, is he a Scouser?
Yeah. He's a Scouser.
He's a Scouser like me. I love Scousers. I love Scousers. I'm a Liverpool fan.
Oh! I'm a Liverpool fan.
Oh, my God.
Now, let me tell you what happened.
I'm a bit upset, though, obviously.
I understand that, but I went for Everton for the last 8 years because Rossi goes for Everton. But I don't know football. I really don't know football,
okay,
right?
So when you talk about Scousers, right, the first thing you ask them is, are you a red or a blue?
They're correct, right? So for the last 8 years, I've been an Evertonian, and I don't really know what that means. I don't understand the game of football, soccer.
You just stick to...
Liverpool. But I just found out that this guy that I have on my jersey, LeBron James, who's my idol, owns part of Liverpool.
So I have now just gone,
okay, I bleed red. Is that what do we say? No, we don't
You'll never walk alone.
I'll never walk alone.
I've got it tattooed on my back. Do you really? I have the Shankly Gates tattooed on my back. I do.
Too much.
I'm not going to get my shirt off in here.
It's too much.
Look pretty good under there. You could. So apologies that Rossi's in the bathroom for this
entire chat. That's all good. Great to know that you're a Liverpool fan.
There we go. Liverpool. That is Juggy D in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you.
The legendary Juggy D in the building right now. Apologies, Juggy. Rossi hasn't been here. I think he's gone to the bathroom. Oh, he's coming now. Here he is.
How you doing, mate? You all right?
Sorry.
I'm on ice, mate.
Rossi, you just missed the complete interview of Juggy D. You've completely missed it, mate. And I know that you went to the bathroom.
Yes.
This is Juggy.
What's been happening while I've been gone?
We did a fantastic interview. We talked about Juggy's career, Jay Sean, and a lot. But then as the interview ended, and thanks for spending the time with us on this show, which is your show as well, Juggy's a huge, and we just found out him and I, Liverpool supporters.
And I knew I didn't like him from the first time I saw him. I've just destroyed his glasses as well. Sorry. Yeah.
Are you blue? Are you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, Evertonian.
I think that's time for me to leave now.
He's like the president of the Everton Football Club.
No, I got fired.
Oh, okay.
You got fired.
I'm smashing the place up. I'm that angry.
What would you like to say? You weren't relegated this year as a Liverpool fan. How did that make you feel that Everton wasn't relegated?
Come on, Juggy.
I have nothing to say, mate.
Come on, man. That's a good accent.
I have nothing to say.
He's very good at his accent.
I'm not bad. I've been supporting Liverpool since I was a wee kid.
We don't say wee, though.
I know. I messed that one up, didn't I? Anyway.
There you go.
Listen, it's been a pleasure. It's been an absolute pleasure. But I love Liverpool since I was a kid. I got the Shankly Gates tattooed on my back.
Wow.
It was a great season for us. I'm sorry it wasn't that great for you guys. But better luck next year.
Yeah, well, let's see. We're still in the Premier League.
This is great. You know what? I feel so happy to be a supporter of a winning team now. For the last 8 years, I've never had anything to cheer about. Now I'm learning that we're a good team.
Excuse me.
We've got 2 out of 4.
Right?
Yeah, but they're the rubbish two, aren't they? Come on. Get the Champions League.
Well, you would say that.
There it is. I'd be happy with the Coca-Cola Cup.
There it is. Juggy D, Big Rossi, I'm glad you guys met. Thank you again, Juggy.
The world's greatest cover band. It's Duvet.
Duvet for your Friday is here, ladies and gentlemen. We are the world's biggest cover band. We are unbookable. You try to book us, we're going to reject you.
No, I need the money. I'll do it.
No, you can't.
Solo performance.
We are unbookable. We will only do stadiums of over 179,000.
That doesn't exist.
People. We'll only do a stadium of that. I'm sorry.
I think you'll find that in Rio de Janeiro, the Rolling Stones perform to 1 million people. We're going to do the same thing.
So that's what we're after. And yeah.
Hey, can I ask, for such a big cover band, I mean, you guys are the biggest in the world. Mm. Why does your Instagram not update? The last time you guys posted was 2019.
We're recluse.
No, what it is, I'll tell you the truth. Obviously, he can't tell you the truth. You know when artists are about to release an album and they clear their
We've Instagram. Cleared our Instagram.
So is an album coming?
Yep. You can follow us though.
Christmas.
Duvet.dubai, right?
No, Duvet Dubai. You should at least know your own Instagram.
You've got the password.
I've lost it. I can't get into it.
That's
why they haven't
posted.
But we're going to release a Duvet Dubai crypto coin. And if you're interested, just follow us and we'll let you know all about it. We're going to drop a crypto coin on the Ethereum blockchain scale with Binance. I think that sounded like I knew what I was talking about, right?
I think so.
I think we're down.
So what song are you guys doing?
Well, let me just give you a recap. If you don't know Duvet, we were a hit band. We were budding actors in the 80s and 90s in LA. And Rossi and I were living together, but then times got tough.
Yeah, we met on the set of Boogie Nights, Mark Wahlberg.
We did.
And then after that, we just became firm friends.
Yeah. Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights. And I'll tell you, since then, our acting career, we struggled. So we hit the streets in the corner of Sunset in LA. We started performing and we realized that we were just a great cover band. So right now, for your ears, country, we don't know what country we're in right now, because why are you yawning?
Sorry. Hurry up, get on with it.
Are you ready? Secret handshake for Duvet's performance as we do covers. Go ahead. Oh, don't hit it. Don't hit that there.
Turn around.
No, it hurts. No, it does. Ooh. Okay, you all ready?
Ready, Eddie. Are you ready, Eddie?
Get in key. What key you want to do?
Z.
Yeah.
Everybody.
What?
Throw your hands up, because we're duvet. We're duvet. We're duvet.
Yeah.
We're duvet.
Who's
duvet?
Who's the female?
We're duvet. You're female or male?
Why?
Because you're good at it.
Well, make the screen bigger.
What a song!
Yeah.
Nelly, Kelly, Rowland, sit down. Cause Big Rossi, Chris Faye, to show you what it's all about.
I love you, and I need you. Chrissy, I love you.
Rossi.
I do.
Don't, Ross.
Need you. No matter what you do.
Yeah.
All I think about is you.
I think about you too.
Even when I'm on the loop.
Oh.
You know I'm crazy over you.
That's nice.
No matter what I do.
Thanks, Russ.
All I think about is you.
Duvet.
Even when I'm with my boo.
Yo.
You know I'm crazy over you. Come
let's
on,
go,
baby.
Let's go, yo. I met this chick and she just ride up over the block from me. She got the hearts from me, the finest thing I've ever seen.
She got the man
and the son and then the making cause. Son, oh no, cause that's okay, cause I know it. Wait for my cue and just listen. Play my position like a short. Stop. Pick up everything, Miami hit no time. I better make this one mine. And that's for sure, cause
I've never been the type to break up a happy home. There's something about my baby.
I'm the guy. I'm the guy. Tell me, man. She said, that's you.
Come on. No matter what I do,
what you do,
all I think about is you.
Yeah.
Even when I'm with my boo, you know I'm crazy over you.
Oh yeah.
No matter what
I do,
all I think about is you.
Yeah.
Even when I'm with my boo, you know Chrissy, I love you.
Okay, I got it.
Come on.
I see a lot in the look and I never say a word. I know how I'm tripping now about those goals and there's no way that Nelly's gonna fight over the no damn time. You know, as if you could see, but I like to tease your style, your whole demeanor, the way you look through the holler
and
sweep. You're
too right. Sweet
and the gang's a special way, so thank ya. Don't forget about it. It ain't easy for you to pack up and leave, but I'm here. You got those girl dirty ties and different reasons.
What?
I respect you, and right before I turned to leave, she said,
you don't that's know it. What you mean to.
No matter what I do, oh,
all I think about is you.
Oh.
Even when I'm with my boo,
oh.
You know I'm crazy over you.
Okay.
Come
okay,
on,
okay.
No matter what I do,
oh yeah.
All I think about is you.
Oh no.
Even when I'm with my boo,
oh yeah.
I'm crazy, yeah. Baby. Huh. Crazy, baby.
So
come
now
on.
I break it down every single day, cause every day I gotta work with this guy. His name is Rossi.
Hey.
He may drive me crazy, but deep down inside, I've got this love for this big overweight guy. And
he
calls me fatty. I call him Fatty Boomba. He calls me fatty, but that's just the way we are. He likes to touch my face. I like to slap it too. And there I am. It's me. You're my boo.
Yes, East Coast. You know you're shaking right.
Yes, cha-cha.
You know you're bouncing right.
Ajman, I know you got me right. Russell Kamer, where are you?
Russell Kamer, oh, I love your sound.
Umal Kuwain, we
can
didn't
join
forget.
Our band.
We're there
you
we
can
go.
Join our
Abu
band.
Dhabi.
Yo, hold on, Abu Dhabi.
Dubai.
Jump in, you'll get it right. Oh, sound, baby, break it right.
Even when I'm with my boo, you know I'm
crazy over you.
East Coast, you know it's chicken
right.
That was, I reckon that was the best one we've ever done.
We are Duvet, we are unbookable. Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Faith Show. Guys, it's a Friday. We're done.
Yay.
Sheena's taking over next. Hi, Sheena.
Hello.
Have you got that Friday feeling?
I've got that Friday feeling. And if you don't have that Friday feeling, I have 4 hours worth of the best.
Ooh. That's so cool.
The best.
Did you hear Duvet's performance today?
Of course I did. I'm your biggest fan.
Thank you. Yeah, Duvet.
Even after that performance?
I mean, the beginning was good. The end was good.
The middle, the rap.
The rap. Oh, the rap was the bad
Hold
bit.
Hold on, everyone. That was an amazing performance. If you missed Duvet's performance about 30 minutes ago.
So now
I break it down every single day. Because every day. Now, just from that performance alone, I got a WhatsApp message here. Have a listen to this. Ready?
Hi, Chris. This is Yahya from DJ Corner. I just heard your Duvet song. You and Rossi, this was the best yet, to be honest. And I have a proposal to you, if you're interested. If you guys want to do like an album, or you want to record songs, cover songs, we can do it for you. We can sponsor that for you. Just have it a thought and let me know.
So that's DJ Corner. Wow. We can have a think about this, Rossi. They've got great studios.
We've got a good studio. DJ Corner,
We can record an entire album.
Oh, yeah, I love those guys.
What do you think?
Should we have
a think about it?
Yeah, I'll have a think about it.
Didn't you guys already have an album?
Yeah, we did a Christmas special.
Yes, you had a Christmas
album. And we had a single as well.
Yep. Mm.
Single Duvet.
I don't get it.
What do you mean? You don't get it? We gave out our merch on stage at Redfest.
Oh, you mean the duvet covers?
Single size, not
because we call them doonas in Australia.
A what?
A doona.
What is that?
Or a quilt. Duvet? Yeah. A quilt or a doona. We never use the word
duvet. What's a doona? A doona.
A doona is like a duvet.
Never ever.
I wanted our band to be called the Duna. And he was like, no.
Never heard of it.
So, okay, well, Duvet album maybe dropping, which is going to be fantastic. We'll keep you posted on that one. Sheena, you're up next. And you've got the other chance, another chance for you to possibly win 18.5K.
Yes, just after 11.
All right, we're out of here. Have a great one from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts, be safe, have fun. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.